In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is truly a blessing to see all of you on this wonderful day, and as we celebrate our Vasilopita together as a family, also as we continue to enter into this new year. I think it is appropriate for me to continue to say to all of you, Happy New Year. I think at this point, many of us have probably begun considering, or hopefully have kind of entered into, our New Year's resolutions. I know in my family, our own Nicholas, who's right there in the front, has begun a certain New Year resolution. He has started to exercise a little bit more. And I know this because Nicholas was asking me for some tips. And I thought to myself, there are a whole lot of other people that he could have asked, but nevertheless, he was asking me for a little bit of help with that. And I imagine that many of us here today are considering different things that we can do in this new year. Maybe, like Nicholas, you are thinking about exercising a little bit more. Maybe you're considering eating a little bit differently, maybe changing your diet. Maybe you're looking at different ways that you can spend a little bit more time with your family and friends and kind of figure out ways to put them first. Whatever it is, what we do with these resolutions is we do things in order to make ourselves a little bit better in this new year. The trick, though, is, and the thing that I think most of us struggle with, is making sure that we continue to do these resolutions throughout the entire year. And the interesting thing is, the church also offers us a type of resolution of sorts. The church asks us to make some changes in our lives in this new year as well. The church asks us to do this by offering us one word, and that word is to repent. This morning we hear our Lord and Savior begin his ministry by saying that, by calling people to repent, by calling them to change, by calling them to turn their lives around and to begin growing a little bit closer to him. Today, my friends and family in Christ, as we have gathered on this new year in order to worship, as we enter into this new year together as a family, let us take some time and consider repentance as a sort of spiritual resolution to make some change in this new year, and God willing, it will be change that will last. So our reading today comes to us in the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now, before the events that we read about at the beginning of the Gospel, a few things had happened prior to that. Prior to the events that we read about, we saw the baptism of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as you remember, the Lord goes into the water, and we hear the voice of the Father say, "This is my beloved Son." And then when he comes up out of the waters, we see the dove comes upon him. And the baptism of our Lord reveals to us who Christ is. It reveals to us that he is the Son of God. It reveals to us this wonderful news that he is the one that the Jewish people, that the entire world has been waiting for. And this is this wonderful news that God has visited his people. But then right after that, this morning, we hear something that wasn't that good of news, didn't we? We hear this morning that St. John the Baptist has been arrested. And this reminded me a little bit of something that happened right after Christmas. On Christmas, we received this great joy that Jesus has been born. The Magi came and they worshiped the Christ child and they laid their gifts before him. And then they left with this great joy in their hearts. But then something else happened, something that wasn't so joyful. Herod was angry, so in order to find the Christ child, this newborn king, he goes and he kills other infants. And today we hear again that St. John is arrested. We have to remember that Jesus has come into the world, but the world is still a challenging place. Jesus has entered into our lives, but our lives many times are far from perfect. And this is what makes change so difficult. There are still challenges in our lives that we have to meet. I read recently that New Year's resolutions fail almost 50% of the time. That means that half of us in this church today are not going to succeed with the resolutions that we want. Half of us are going to go back to the way things were. And I imagine the reason for that is the pressures that we have in life don't just go away. The stress that we have, the struggles that we have are all still there. The things that make us reach for the comfortable but not so good habits are all still there. And the same is true when it comes to our spiritual lives. darkness is still there. There is still the temptation in the world trying to draw us back to our destructive habits. But there is one more thing in our lives that continues to be present. There is one person who has entered into our very existence and continues to be in our lives. And that, of course, is Christ. On Christmas, our Lord came to us as a baby. On the Feast of the Epiphany, he came to us as a man, revealing himself to be not just any man, but to be God made man, living among us, living within us. And this knowledge is something that has given us a chance. Our reading today says that the people that sat in darkness have seen a great light. Jesus is that light. And he is that light for all of us who are looking to make real and lasting change in our lives. But to do this, we have to continue letting him into our lives. We have to allow his light to be that light that illumines us and leads us. We must allow him to be the one that continues to do this in the new year. Before I conclude, I want to offer one last thought about how this light of Christ might be working in our lives. Yesterday, I was reminded that sometimes it comes to us with the help of others. I was talking with someone in the altar in our conversation. I was reminded of a change I wanted to make in my life. I was reminded of a resolution or a repentance that I have not had the chance to begin working on. And I really believe at that point, Jesus used that person to help me. He used that person to be a light in my life. Sometimes the light we need comes from others. Sometimes the light that we need comes from our family. And sometimes the light of Christ shines brightly from you, our parish family. Today, we find ourselves 8 days into this new year. We find ourselves at the beginning of the year and the beginning of our resolutions. We are also being called today by Christ to change, to repent. The blessing is that none of us will be doing this alone, but all of us will be doing this with Jesus, who was born for us and for our salvation. Jesus, who came and revealed himself as both man and God. And we also do this together as a Christ-centered family. We do this together as people who are called to carry the light of Christ to one another. So today, as we continue with this liturgy, remember, Christ, our light, is here, waiting to take away the darkness in your life. And when you go next door and break bread together at this year's Vasilopita, look around and see Christ's light in the faces of those around you. Look around, receive it, and find strength as we enter in to this new year. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.